Jesus Christ is risen. Amen. There are so many things that we could say. Today, let us fix our attention on Jesus Christ. There is no one like him. There never has and there never will be anyone like Jesus Christ. Today, let us fix our attention on him and enter into his joy. Jesus Christ is alive. But this is impossible. It's too hard to believe. But it is real. Jesus Christ is alive because he was seen by hundreds of witnesses. We have the stories in the Gospels where Jesus was touched, was held, where Jesus ate with his friends. They watched him take fish and eat it. We have the story, the letter from First John, the letter from John, where John writes, "What we are writing you, we are writing about what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have heard with our own ears, what we have touched with our own hands, and what we are writing you about is life." We have the letter from Paul in 1 Corinthians, where he wrote to a church in Corinth, "I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Jesus died, that he was buried. But on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures, he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. And then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive." In other words, so you can ask them if you don't believe me. "Then he appeared to James. Last of all, he appeared even to me." They had seen Jesus die. They had watched as his body was wrapped and placed in a tomb. And then 3 days later, they saw him alive again. Jesus is alive because he was seen by many witnesses. Jesus is alive because Jesus Christ is here today. We know Jesus is here because Jesus is still at work to this day in our lives. Jesus is still doing the same things he was doing before he died on the cross. Jesus still heals people today. Jesus still sets people free. Jesus still changes hearts. Jesus still forgives. Jesus still releases people from shame. Jesus still welcomes people into his love and into his friendship. Jesus has been alive since the day of his resurrection. For 2,000 years now, in every language, in every culture, in every nation, among every people, people have met Jesus and their lives have been changed. Now, because it is such an unlikely thing, because it is impossible, especially in the last few hundred years, we have been tempted and many have preferred to say that this was a metaphor, not to be taken literally. That Jesus is alive is meant to be, it's like he's alive. That knowing God and knowing God's love is like having a new life. It's as if Jesus is still alive. Or that knowing that there is an afterlife is like knowing that Jesus is alive. Like knowing that Jesus has been raised from the dead. But it is not an idea that has spread around the world over the centuries since Jesus' resurrection. It is not an idea that has changed people's lives in so many cultures, in so many times, and in so many places. People have met Jesus Christ, and this is what has changed their life. If you can imagine the spread of history of 2,000 years to this so far, and imagine a Celt on an island in prayer, or a villager in the middle of the Pacific, in a jungle, in prayer. A Roman, a Viking, a desert Kalahari, a New York lawyer. All of these people in all of these settings have had their lives changed because they have met Jesus. And they know him because Jesus is alive. What idea could possibly have touched all of these people in such different circumstances, with such a different view of what the world is like and what is meaningful? Today, many of you here have met Jesus and love him. And you know what I am talking about. And some of us have met people who have even heard Jesus speak to them, and even a few, who have seen Jesus, to whom Jesus has appeared. Jesus is alive because Jesus is here. Jesus is alive because Jesus is life. Jesus is our life. He is your life. It is hidden in him. For you have been crucified, and you no longer live, but Christ lives in you. And when Christ appears, then you too will be raised from the dead. The end of the world is coming along with all of its evil desires. But one day we will see Jesus face to face, and then we will be made like him, for we will see him as he is. Jesus is the new creation. If anyone is in him, they are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Jesus sustains all things by his powerful being. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. In Jesus, all things live and move and have their being. These, I am convinced, are not metaphors. We think we get through our days on our own with food and exercise and sleep and good friendships and meaningful activities. It is the grace of God that extends the life of Christ to every human being. But one day Jesus Christ will appear. But for those of you who have heard the message, who know that Jesus Christ is alive, now is the time for you to turn to him and to know that your life, the energy that you have, the life that you have within you is coming from him. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive, and therefore we know that God is forgiving humanity's sins. Because the penalty and the wages of sin is death. But a human being has defeated death and has risen from the grave. What if instead, after Jesus had died on the cross, God had said, I will bring Jesus back to my side now without raising him from the dead. I will leave humanity to its own devices. Humanity has rejected my Christ, my chosen one, my beloved Son. I will leave them to the plans that they have made. They've made their bed. I will let them lie in it. If Jesus had not bodily risen from the dead, then cross or no cross, we would still be under the power of sin, which is death. If Jesus did not bodily rise from the dead, then we are still in our sins, and there is no forgiveness. But Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, the first of all who have died. For since by a human came death, so also by a human came the resurrection. And just as in Adam all must die, so in Christ will all be made alive. But all of this must happen in the proper order and in the proper time. First, the Lord Jesus Christ rises from the dead. And then, at his return, those who belong to him will rise as well. Comfort. Comfort my people, says God. Speak tenderly to my people and cry to them that they have served their term and their penalty is paid. Jesus is alive. the first sign that death is defeated, that sins are forgiven. God is forgiving humanity's years of sin. Jesus is alive because Jesus is the one that every human being senses, through whom everyone senses the invitation of God. Every human being feels this invisible pull from God, the invitation to draw nearer to life, to draw nearer to God and to love. All is forgiven. Repent and come home. Come home and know that you are loved by God. You are God's daughter. You are God's son. All that belongs to Jesus is yours. Jesus' celebration feast is ready, and you are being called by name. Come to this feast of love and joy and abundant life. I heard a story once that captures this invitation. Danielle Strickland is a minister with the Salvation Army, and she began her years of ministry in East Vancouver as a minister. She lived there on her own and then with a husband, and then began to raise her children on the streets of East Vancouver, among the poor, among those with terrible addiction, among prostitutes. Two of her co-workers listened to her and were inspired by her and bought into what she was all about and how she lived. So much so that when they decided to get married, they approached her and said, "Here's what we want to do. You know that back alley? Yes, that one. We want to get married there." Now she says, "Now, I do all sorts of crazy things, but this was too far. I tried to talk them out of it, but they insisted. We know that this is what God wants us to do. We want to be married there, and we want to extend the invitation to everyone." And so the preparations were made for this wedding. They did the best to clean out the alley. She said they power washed it. It didn't smell so much of urine. Now it smelled more like garbage. They laid out a red carpet. They had a band come and a string band to lead. And then came the day, and the couple proceeded down the street towards this back alley. And as they went along, they invited everybody, come with us. You're invited. Come, as you are. Come. And soon, hundreds of people were following. They got to this alley, they went up under this carpet. People were hanging from the fire escape ladders. People were standing atop of garbage bins to watch this event that they'd been welcomed into, this celebration of covenant and of faithfulness and of love and of joy, of God's goodness. Daniel says that as she stood there and began to lead the ceremony, just to her side there was a garbage bin, and she heard the lid begin to creak. And the head of someone who presumably had passed out some point in the night, on the night there, who knows what substance had been abusing, the garbage lifted, and he poked his head out and said, "Well, how do we say it?" He used the vernacular expression to express his awe and wonderment. "Holy!" And then the lid slammed back down. Daniel carried on with the ceremony. They said their vows, she blessed them, and it was time to invite everybody back to the feast that was waiting for them. They turned, and as the couple went, Daniel went over to the garbage can, knocked on it, and she said, "Hello?" The lid came back up. She knew these people. She'd lived with them. She loved them. She knew what it was like, what it must have been like for this man to be waking up in confusion. He must have been thinking, this is impossible. I can't trust what I am seeing with my own eyes. This cannot be. I don't believe it. Danielle looked at him and said, it's real. It's real. I know you want to crawl back in there, but I want you to know that you are invited. Come out. Come with us. The feast is ready. There's a table waiting. There's a spot for you. Come as you are. It's real. Jesus Christ has prepared a feast for us. He is alive. It is real. Come out to the feast. There is a spot waiting for you. Come and let us give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and with us day by day until the day when we see him face to face on the day of our resurrection. Amen.